We're doing Nein Yaakov, and we're still dealing with different dreams and their interpretations. So the Gemara tells us we're on Tzadi Amid Beis. It says, Hawe pil b'chalom. If you saw an elephant in a dream, so an Hebrew elephant is a pil, so that's like the word pele, something wondrous. Plaot nasulo. Wondrous things have happened to him. Sometimes you don't even know what's happened to you. But it's like the story, they had a family circus cartoon when I was a kid, where a kid was praying before he goes to sleep, and they showed you out the window, a burglar is ready to climb into his window, and as he's praying, a policeman comes and grabs the burglar and takes him away. And the kid doesn't know anything about it, and the kid asks himself, I wonder if these prayers do anything, and then he climbs into bed and goes to sleep. So sometimes, you know, things happen, we don't even know about it. So if they showed you a peel in the dream, they're telling you wondrous things happened, you don't know, but wondrous things have happened to you. Pilin, if you saw multiple elephants in a dream, pla'eplot nasulo. So then, wondrous of wondrous things have happened to him. So the Gemara questions that. We have a brisa that says, any animal you see in a dream is a good sign, except for the elephant and the monkey. So here you said an elephant is a good sign, here you're saying an elephant is a bad sign. Lo kasha, the Gemara says, no. Adam sarek, adlom sarek. It depends. If you see an elephant running wild, that's a bad sign. If you see an elephant with a saddle on its back and it's under control, okay, that's a good sign. That's what we meant, it's a good sign. Huna b'chalom. If a person sees the word huna in a dream, nesna salom. That's a reference, that's a dream happened to him. The second, the letter nun appears in a dream, that corresponds to the nes, a miracle. And the same thing, if you see the word Chanina, Chananya, Yochanan, so you have multiple nuns, that's Nisei Nisim Nasulo. Miracles of miracles will happen to him. Hawes Hisped Bachalom. If someone sees a eulogy in the dream, okay, what a dream, gets up after a eulogy. So Minashamayim Chasu Alav, it's a good sign. It means in heavens they had mercy on him. Upda'u, and they redeemed him from death. What do they say in a eulogy? They say all kinds of nice things about you. So if he sees a hesped in a dream, sees a eulogy, so that means that they had nice things to say about you in heaven. But you know when it's a good sign? If you see the word hesped, you see the word eulogy. If you actually see the eulogy happening, that the Gemara doesn't tell you what that means. It says if you see the word hesped, that's a good sign. If someone has a dream and he answers Kaddish, he says, Yehesh Me Rabba in the dream, Muftach Lo Shu Ben Olam Abba. That's a promise that he's ready for the world to come. He's going to have a portion in the world to come. HaKorei Kriyat Shema, if someone has a dream and is reading Shema in the dream, Ra'ui Shetishra Alav Shechina Ala She'en Doro Zakai. He's fitting to have the Shechina rest on him, but the only reason he doesn't have prophecy is because the generation isn't fit for him. Hameniach tefillin b'chalom. If someone dreams and in his dream he's donning tefillin, yitzapeli gdula. Then tefillin represent greatness. He should anticipate that greatness is on its way to him. Shneimar, as the verse says, v'ruchol ha'me'altz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha. The nations admire you because they see that God's name is upon you. That's the tefillin. V'tanya Rabbi Elazar Gadol omer elu tefillin she'berosh. That's a reference to the tefillin we wear on our head. That's a sign of greatness that God is with us. Hamitpalel b'chalom. If someone dreams that he's praying, siman yafelo. That's a good sign for him. V'hani mili delo siyem. That's provided that he woke up in the middle of the prayer. But that's a sign that he was close to God even in his sleep. But if he woke up after he finished praying, so then it's not that sign. Okay, we'll pick up here Bezrat Hashem next week.